Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Cryptids. My name is Will, and I'm your host. For the next story, I feel that I may need to introduce two supernatural terms that are popular in the folklore of South Texas. The first is the word brujería, which is a Spanish word for witchcraft, and along with witchcraft is the belief of lechuzas. The word lechuza means owl in Spanish, and some believe that certain witches can transform themselves into lechuzas. Sometimes they are seen as a bird with a witch's head. Other times they look like a regular owl. Okay, so on to our next story, which comes to us from a nurse who worked in a nursing home in a small Texas town. Now, in this nursing home, there were two wings which were connected by a hallway. Compared to the front wing, the back was always a bit heavy with gloom, maybe even spooky at times. Not sure how to explain it, but there was certainly a darker atmosphere. For this reason, the nurses disliked staying in the back. So after the residents were in bed and the night's last rounds were completed, they would migrate to the front nurses' station. This nightly trek went on for a while until the administration learned of it and, for liability reasons, instructed the back wing nurses to stay in their assigned place of duty. There were always ghostly happenings. Nonetheless, these incidents were mostly shrugged off as the imagination of tired and overworked employees. But there was one incident in particular that was quite terrified and witnessed by several people. One resident, Mr. Gomez, was rumored to have been into brujería throughout his life. Late at night, Mr. Gomez, according to reports from other residents, would creep into their rooms. Like a serpent born of hell, he would slither on his stomach, his arms at his sides. His eyes would be rolled back in his head, and his tongue darting in and out of his mouth, flicking the air like a human snake. He would crawl under their beds and try to push them off. "He's the devil," the other residents would claim. Well, the reports weren't taken very seriously. After all, these old folks were half out of their minds. And realistically, how could feeble old Mr. Gomez, who needed the assistance of nurses just to get out of bed, be physically capable of such actions? The nurses all agreed that the reports were just imagined stories of old, confused people. That is, until the terrifying night that the nurses all became believers of the evil that lived within Mr. Gomez. It was well past midnight, the residents were sleeping, and the halls were quiet. The nurses had gathered in the back lobby to sit and wait for morning. Most of them were at the point of dozing off when a loud gasp broke the silence. One of the nurses stood up, a frightful expression upon her face. She pointed down the hall towards the residents' rooms. As the others turned to look, a horrifying scene unfolded. It was Mr. Gomez, slithering on his stomach, making his way down the hall and into the room of a slumbering woman. They just stood there, petrified, unsure of what to do. Mr. Gomez was now crawling through the hallway, heading right towards the lobby and the fear-struck nurses. The stories were true. Mr. Gomez was slithering like a snake. His eyes rolled back and his tongue flicking in and out like a cursed beast. They watched as he snaked through the lobby furniture, crawling between the chair legs and hissing at the shocked women. The nurses all ran up the hallway to the front desk. The doors to the back wing slammed shut as the last one passed through. They stayed up front for the next few hours, and as the sun began to peek over the horizon, they gathered enough courage to go check on the back wing. Everything was quiet, and Mr. Gomez was once again sleeping in his bed. A few nights later, Mr. Gomez passed away. As the nurses were attending to his body, several loud thumps were heard against the window. They pulled open the drapes to see what could have made the noise, and just as they did, a lechuza flew at the window, clawing at the pane as if trying to get in. The bird then flew into a nearby tree and landed among several other lechuzas, perched high in the branches. The birds just stared down at the room where Mr. Gomez lay dead, waiting to claim his soul. Now, that is a very creepy story, and I hope it provided a little spookiness to your evening. And like always, if you are interested in sharing your stories about cryptids, the paranormal, or the supernatural, or if you have any comments, please send an email to texascryptids@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and I hope to hear from y'all real soon.